Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The third Sunday of Easter. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that, while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. But he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them, who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." For the past several years, it's been my joy and privilege to run the children's programs here at Blessed Sacrament. I have the best job in the world. I spend my week organizing and preparing engaging lessons and memorable activities, and then I spend my weekend working alongside the parents of our parish to help our littlest Blessed Sacrament family members recognize and draw closer to Jesus. Preparing second graders to celebrate the sacraments of Reconciliation and Eucharist for the first time has been a joyful part of my life for a long time. I started volunteering as a sacramental prep catechist at my parish in Cincinnati when I was a teenager, then as a second grade teacher in a Cincinnati area Catholic school, and then here at Blessed Sacrament as elementary faith formation coordinator after we moved here to Midland. It's hard to believe, but as I think about it now, I've accompanied hundreds of children to the Lord's table as they celebrate their first Eucharist. Jesus, the ultimate teacher, used engaging storytelling, real-world examples, and big surprises to teach the people about God's love. From stories of the prodigal son and the Good Samaritan, to watching the poor widow share her 2 small coins, from comparing God's word to scattered seed, to surprising his apostles by washing their feet, or appearing to Cleopas and his friends in the breaking of the bread, Jesus makes every lesson memorable. As a teacher, I've come to rely on his teaching style to make lessons stick in children's minds and hearts. Our first Eucharist retreats are full of these kinds of lessons that engage the children's senses and make memorable connections. In one of the best object lessons, I show the kids two eggs, one raw and one hard-boiled. Even though they look exactly the same, one has been changed on the inside. In the same way, celebrating the sacraments changes us on the inside. Even though we may look exactly the same after we are baptized, or after we receive the body and blood of Jesus, we are changed on the inside. And even though the bread and wine that have become Jesus' body and blood look and taste exactly the same, they are changed on the inside when they become Jesus for us. Then the kids predict which of the two eggs is raw and which is hard-boiled, and we crack them both to see. What a memorable surprise when they find out whether they guessed correctly, and what a great way to remember the power of the sacraments in our lives. The absolute best, most memorable lesson in our sacramental prep program is when the kids celebrate the Last Supper with Jesus at their Jesus Experience Day retreat, as they did last weekend. The big conference room is set with a stone wall backdrop, dimmed lights, and a long, low table in the center of the room. On one side of the table, volunteers dressed as Jesus and the apostles murmur low conversation as the kids enter the room. Jesus invites them to sit with them at the table. He proceeds to wash the feet of his apostles and tell them that they should serve others as he has done. Then he kneels in front of the table, holds up a piece of bread, and says those most memorable words, "This is my body, given up for you. Do this in memory of me." The kids share the bread with Jesus. Then Jesus holds up a cup and says, "This is my blood, which is given for you. Do this in memory of me." And the kids share a sip of grape juice with Jesus. Then Jesus sends the kids out to share the good news with others. Experiencing this moment with Jesus and his friends, with all their senses engaged, what child could forget how special the Last Supper is? How special the Eucharist is when we celebrate Mass together as a family each week? How it changes us on the inside when we become what we eat and drink? In today's Gospel, Jesus teaches Cleopas and his friend as they walk together to Emmaus, but they don't recognize him. Maybe he's been changed on the outside too. Maybe he's not just been hard-boiled, but brightly dyed in Easter colors too. And that stunning, surprising, unforgettable moment at the dinner table, when he breaks the bread and they recognize him. Can you imagine? Will they ever forget the moment when they themselves were changed, when Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread? As these children come to the Lord's table for the first time on May 16th and 17th, please pray with me that every time they celebrate the Eucharist, from the first time to the thousandth time, they will recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.